I was going through some health conditions and lost a lot of strength, weight, was kind of feeling lost, and I ended up finding yoga. I was living in Virginia at the time, so away from family, and I just got a coupon in the mail for a yoga studio, and I said, well, it's a new year, I'm going to take control of this, and so I started to go. I started with private lessons, and then it has been kind of like a continuous journey unfolding since then. Initially, when I started, I went for the physical benefits because I wanted to gain my strength back, but it's really hard to put into words like what you feel until you experience it yourself. But yoga was like coming home. It was this piece of me that I had never known or looked at, discovered, and just shift my whole way of thinking, living, and kind of really helping me realize how much our mind really does hold us back, and we have such beautiful potential in us that, you know, it's our duty here in the space and time to discover that light and really live our best life. So I did my health coaching training for Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So it's a year-long program online. And I weave a lot of the yoga philosophy and lifestyle into that because that's kind of how I chose the program, because it did look at mind, body, spirit, soul connection, and not just food. So it said that the food that we eat is actually secondary, and then there's all these other primary foods that really fill us on a deep soul level. So like our job, our career, relationships, all of those aspects. So I look at holistic and not just telling them, eat this, do that. It's really a co-creation between the two of us. Usually a client will either enroll for 3 months or 6 months, just depending on like the length of their goals. A lot of times I have people that work with me for 3 months and then they feel like they're not ready to be done, and then they sign on for another 3 month program. So it's all about giving them the space for the ebbs and flows of life, because and making small sustainable changes versus like huge drastic ones that shut us all down.